And there has been a motion made that we adopt resolution number 7 on the California Supreme Court decision to allow same-sex marriage. So is there a question regarding the adoption of resolution number 7?
At the end of the third resolve from the bottom, where it states, "And to pray for the people of every state where biblical marriage is under attack, and be it further, add this, resolve that we encourage all Christians in California to remove their children from the public schools, which are the main training ground for the teaching of same-sex marriage."
There is, at this point, I think, an ongoing need to engage the culture, as has already been said. My daughter-in-law, my friends who teach in the California schools depend upon their Christian parents to have an influence. And I can tell you there is a Christian witness in the California schools, and I would plead with you not to withdraw that witness.
First of all, the Southern Baptist Council on the Family reported to this body in 2002 in St. Louis that 88% of the children from evangelical families are leaving the church as they graduate from high school and showing no signs of coming back. That should concern us immensely. I find it odd that we want to hand our children over to Caesar to be trained into a worldview of Caesar that is hostile to biblical Christianity, and then expect our kids to go in to do the culture war stuff, which are our youngest and most vulnerable. This stuff doesn't make sense. I am deeply concerned that there is an incredible disconnect between what we say as Southern Baptists that we believe and the lives that we're living. And the studies are showing that there's virtually no discernible difference between the church and the world. So I guess my question is, at what point is Southern Baptist going to rise up and say, enough is enough?
I find it ironic that we have decided to speak on a Supreme Court case out of California that has national implications and are attempting to avoid speaking on legislation coming out of California that has even more dire consequences for the rest of us in this country. Contrary to what has been said, this legislation is quite germane to the subject of homosexual marriage and a whole lot of other things. Let me tell you very briefly what Senate Bill 777 actually does. It mandates that all children in California public schools, including kindergartners, be indoctrinated to believe that the homosexual, bisexual, and other sexually deviant lifestyles are normal, acceptable, and the moral equivalent of biblical Christianity. So even if we were to have the Supreme Court decision in California overturned, the public schools in California would still be teaching children that marriage can be between two men, two women, two transsexuals, two transvestites, a man and a transsexual, and any number of other combinations that you care to mention. You know, the committee says that they're not wanting to bring this up because they want to engage the culture. I say that what we're doing is an abject surrender to the culture. An abject surrender to the culture. The California legislature has been offering up kindergartners as a living sacrifice to the Moloch of a corrupt California public school system that is under the control of sexual deviance now when it comes to the teaching of human sexuality, marriage, and the family. So, I just want to
conclude by saying quickly that if
we decide that we are not going to speak out on this, I think that history will look back on this and say that when the children of California needed help in being rescued, the Southern Baptist Convention blandly turned its face away, shrugged its shoulders, muttering, "Am I my brother's keeper?"